Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But Ben, I have a brand new favorite thing that I'd like to discuss with you, and I discovered it in Whistler, Canada. It's kind of the British Columbia area. Everybody kind of at least knows Vancouver. Whistler's like a beautiful forest mountain area that's an hour and a half outside of Vancouver. And that's where I disappeared last week with family. We went and stayed in Whistler, Canada. And I didn't really know much about it. I just knew I wanted to leave a place that had 95 degree weather and go to a place that had 75 degree weather. That was the sole decision. And I knew it'd be beautiful. And we went with another family. In fact, the Thomases, Doug has been on the show before. Mm-hmm. He's the guy that when I got in the fight with the Aggie at the A&M Arkansas game, he's the guy I was with.
And you said he's got the hot wife, and that's why you wanted a vacation with him?
Smoking hot.
Okay.
And man, he passes out early. No, I'm kidding. But anyways, our kids play together, you know, so it was a perfect family for us to roll with. So we went in, we rented this house, and it's on a beautiful golf course. It's called Nicholas North, and a beautiful course. And so our house was on the fifth hole. So it's just like there's a backyard and everything up there, Ben, is green as can be. Crazy beautiful tall trees. So my view is the fairway of the fifth hole and then giant mountains.
And is it in the middle of nowhere a bit? Like, in other words, it's surrounded by trees, so it's not like there's a ton of people playing the course?
There weren't really a bunch of people playing the course. Now, they're all, we stayed in this little subdivision that's only going to have, like, when it's built out, like 20 houses on this block. And then across the main, they have a highway called Sea to Sky Highway, because, you know, it starts in Vancouver and goes all the way out. And then on the other side of this highway is people living in this neighborhood that'd be like the equivalent of a resort country club type situation. So anyways, we're sitting on the, you know, we're living on the fifth hole. And the first day we're there, there's like this little path you can walk to a rec center. Okay, that's not far where people go work out or whatever. So the first day that we're there, we're walking on the path and there's a sign that tells you what to do if you encounter bears. Okay?
Can I guess?
Yes.
You always carry in like a holster that's holding like a canteen of chum, and you throw it on someone and you push them down like blood and honey and chum, and you shove them down and you run as fast as you can.
Absolutely.
All right. Okay, thank you, Tuto.
That's a terrible guess.
Oh.
That's a terrible guess. What you do?
That's why you bring your mother-in-law on a trip and you just kind of
feed the...
Or you take me. You take somebody who's definitely slower than you.
I'm faster than Doug. I can promise
you that.
Okay, so
you took a guy who's a little bit slower than you, and that way, okay.
But as Doug mentioned to me, he's a lot stronger than me, and he said he could shove me down and run away.
Okay, that's fair.
But I wouldn't let him get his hands on me. He tried.
Again.
So the sign says the first thing you do is you remain calm, and you talk calmly to the bear, and you slowly back up.
That's the worst advice ever.
Then if the bear comes towards you, you go straight Obi-Wan Kenobi on the sand people, and you wave your hands and go, ah!
F you, Dean Blandino!
F you, Blandino, while you wave your hands in the air.
Oh, the Bears hate him. Everyone in Chicago hates him.
The Bears know it was a catch.
Yeah.
So that's what that sign said. Dog, by day three, I was at one with the Bears. Every night.
That's what they want you to think.
Dude, every night at 7:30. By the way, the sun rises at like 5 and it sets at 10. I mean, it's this light most of the time. So every night at about 7:30 or 8, we'd go, all right, kids, bear time. And we'd all go out to the porch and just wait for bears to walk up. It was the craziest 180 I've ever done on anything. I went from, all right, you guys are not allowed to walk on this path without us. You understand me? To, hey guys, come here, the bears are back. Now, at the end of this segment, I'll tweet out, I had a couple videos I've taken of bears, but they would come into your yard and just eat grass, and you are sitting there just videoing them. Like, you're not scared, you're not freaking out.
You used to love the 85 bears, dude.
I love the 85 bears, and I let them come into our yard and eat grass and berries.
So Richard Dent, All those guys, Willie Gault,
Gary Fensick,
all those guys there just hanging out in Whistler, Canada.
Just right there in the yard.
It's crazy. Ditka.
The sweetness.
Farting.
It was so great.
Yeah.
Ditka farting made things
stay
better.
Away from Ditka, honey.
So, dude, it got to where, okay, and so this will tell you like where I'd kind of settled in with the Bears. So we're on this golf course, right? And I'm there with my family. And so you can't just disappear and play golf for 4 and 5 hours. So we got there on Monday. Me and my wife and Doug went and played golf. And it was such a great course. I said, honey, I didn't even take my clubs. I rented them. It's like, honey, can I get up early on Friday morning? If I get the first tee time, I'd be done by 9:30. She's like, yeah, no problem. Well, go ahead and play again. So Friday morning, I'm by myself, first tee time. I'm playing so fast, I'm catching the grounds crew. So there's a hole that had like an island green, right? So it's like, you know, it's a par three, you hit onto the island, and then you putt, and then just to the right is the tee box for the next hole. Okay? So I'm at this little fork, and I'm going to the left where the island is, and I look up, and 40 feet away from me, walking down the cart path, is a big old bear.
You hit into the Bears trying to get an early round in.
I'd hit into the Bears. I pissed them off.
They can't putt.
They are slow. Drive
the hell out of the ball.
Slow players, yeah. Like a bunch of old women. So anyways, I'm looking at that bear, and a first thought is, well, I better videotape this. So
First thought should be to run?
This is where you're at by the end of the week. You're so at one with the Bears. So I'm videotaping the bear as it's walking towards me. And then I'm like, well, wait a minute. If the bear freaks out, I can go over the bridge onto this island. I don't think he'll come over the bridge. But if I get over the bridge and he comes, I'm trapped on the island with the bear.
You've been lulled to a false sense of security thinking that these bears are slow and they don't care. They're not trying to eat you. Dude, they can't go to a drive-thru or something. They're looking for food.
These bears are vegetarians.
No, they're not.
They've seen all these documentaries about how food is processed.
You are food to them.
And they are. So I'm videotaping this bear and I look and I'm like, I should be okay. And he gets closer to me. And then he stops. He goes up on his hind legs to look at the divot repair sand at hole 14. And then he goes back, and then the groundskeepers that are 40 yards behind me have to drive past him. So it's this simple. One guy, who by the way is Australian, because 80% of the people I met there were Australian. The official language of Canada is Australian accent. I'm serious.
Really?
Every one of them sounds like Paul Hogan.
Vegemite sandwiches?
Yeah, it's like Matt McBriars everywhere, punting.
Now that's a knife.
That's a knife. They come over there and they ski for 6 months and then they work for 6 months on like all these adventure things. So the guy in the grounds crew does this. It's this simple. He goes, he's like 40 yards away from the bear. Hey! And the bear goes, oh crap! And then it runs into the forest.
Oh my God.
Like it's that easy.
Those bears are soft.
They're the softest bears. They're like this, they're like Jay Cutler. They're just very soft. They don't care. They don't want to play for their money.
That's embarrassing. They don't know they have those big old sharp claws.
What a genius. He said it's embarrassing. That is a genius pun, and KT is jealous right now. So that was the greatest.
He's a grizzled vet.
Oh God, so good. Keep them coming. I can't bear it. So these bears are kick-ass. They're our friends. So that's a great development. But the other great development that happened on this, so we filled the week up with activities. We ATV'd up a mountain, which was incredible. We ziplined from mountaintop to mountaintop, like 60 stories up. It's the scariest thing I've ever done.
You showed me some of the video of that. I mean, that is horrifying because it's a fear of heights and a fear of dangling.
Yep.
And then a fear of falling in a rattlesnake nest or a bear pit.
And going fast.
Yeah.
You haul ass down this thing. And my 9-year-old son stepped up and did it. I was so proud of the boy. The boy did it. He was terrified, but he fought through it and did it. We did these treetop adventures that are way up in the top of the forest. We did all these things. We went whitewater rafting. We did a fishing expedition. We went hiking up to, I've never done all this stuff. It was just like activity after activity. We did all the stuff. So the very last day we're there, Debbie, sweet, sweet Debbie.
Mm. That's your buddy's wife?
Yeah. Mm. She goes, hey, I saw this thing online. Why don't we go throw axes?
She's always online looking for stuff?
Yeah, man.
I like her.
She goes, why don't we go throw axes? And I went,
she's hoping to get rid of Doug.
Yeah, she goes, why don't we cut Doug's head off? And I said, and I was like, throw axes? Like, I went ziplining in the mountains and on ATVs, and I hang out with bears. We're going to go throw axes? All right, whatever. So we all load up, and we go to this little warehouse district in Squamish. You like Squamish? Squamish is near Whistler.
Okay, that's a town, or that's how everyone's feeling after?
No, that's Squamish.
Okay.
After the ziplining?
Yeah. You got Squamish, you got Whistler,
vegetable.
And then you got, no, it's not, that's squash.
Ah.
That's like a squash mesh. And then you got Pimby. Pemberton. Hey, mate, you want to go to Pemberton over there where Cougar Mountain is?
Cougar Mountain?
Cougar Mountain is where we went ziplining.
You took Debbie to Cougar Mountain?
She was already there, dog.
Oh, man.
That was her den, if you know what I mean. So anyways, so we go to this axe throwing place. And I walk up. There's two people there. There's four what I would call stalls. They look like batting cages, but the line is like 8 foot from a target. It looks like a giant dartboard, but just bigger. Okay? And then these guys that look like they've just been stoned for years come out and they explain, here's the best way to throw an axe. And 5 minutes into this thing, I've never been so in love with my life. It is so much fun. It is so much
really?
Fun. Yes.
Isn't there a lot of liability for that?
I would assume so, but
that's
okay.
Your kids ended up throwing axes,
My
right?
kids did it, and when they get the axe to stick in the board, I've never seen them so happy. And then you, by the end of the thing, so the first thing they tell you is you take an axe. It's a hatchet. It's, I don't know, a foot and a half or whatever. And they say, well, for accuracy, do a two-hander, and you step into it and throw it with two hands. And then once you get that, by the end of it, dude, I was doing two axes at one time, and I was doing reverse axes. It was so much fun. I mean, we're only there for an hour, and then I swear to God, we talked about it like the rest of the day.
Dude, we need to bring one of those businesses down here.
We're going
to
get it going, dog. Axe throwing is the S. In fact, so these guys, they're like, what made you do this? He goes, well, I was a sound engineer, and I just didn't want to work in the summer, so we'd sometimes get drunk and throw axes. So we're like, man, why don't we just open up a place? So we did. And there's another place in Toronto. So we got the exact same distances and they got the same board size. And I'll tweet it out, the National Axe Throwing Federation. Got to become a member of that. But dude, it's a blast. It's like just like darts, but with axes. And I was just sitting there thinking, man, I'm getting my Game of Thrones on right now.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I feel like that little dwarf and then, you know, Jon Snow's. I feel like Hodor.
Dude,
hold the Hodor.
I've known you since we were 12, and that sounds like the best vacation you've ever taken.
I think it is. And you know, you have the whole thing where it's like, well, we just did it, so it's fresh. But everything we did was a hit. Like at first I was like, and Doug is like a go-getter type dude. He's a badass. And so he was like planning all these things. Like, well, maybe we want some downtime. No, I never wanted downtime. And by, you know, we would watch bears and then go to bed at 10 o'clock. Because you're exhausted and then you get up at 5 the next morning. I mean, you're popping up. I was, most mornings I was up by like 6:45 at the latest. Because the sun's already out. You're and dude, here's the other thing. You're drinking coffee on the porch wearing a hoodie in July.
Wow.
I mean, it's freaking amazing.
We need that because it's too hot here, KT.
It's too hot right now.
It's too hot.
It's a bad 3 months of heat. Other than that, though, I like living here. It doesn't get too cold.
I like living here in November. November's right. A great time to live here.
Okay, so would you recommend this? Because you didn't, it wasn't going to an ocean. It wasn't necessarily going to a body of water. You really didn't do that much water sports.
We did one, we canoed one day down an easy growing little river. We rafted one day.
Okay.
And then we fished one day.
Oh, so you had
three water experiences. Yep. But dude, that was we were there for 8 days and we did stuff every day.
Wow.
So in the grand scheme of things, it wasn't as much as time spent on Cougar Mountain.
Right.
Dude, I'm telling you, axe throwing is the best. Axe throwing is a blast.
I'm in.
And dude,
was there like a safety liability form or anything that you had to sign?
Yeah, no, there's not one thing we did that did not involve talking to an Australian first and then signing a waiver form immediately after it. Like I told the guy, okay, so when I die ziplining, you guys are free, right? Yep, that's why you signed this. You're the dumbass going on it, not us. And then it was just so much fun. And to see my kids do these things that like, even so like the Thomases, that their older daughter, Abby, I coach her in basketball. She's a badass athlete. Like she's great soccer player, good basketball. She can do all these different things. And Maya was hanging with her like on these treetop adventures. And we're like, our kids have never embraced anything like this before.
They grew
wow. Like a year over a week. It was unbelievable. I'm serious. I want to start the first sports talk radio station in Whistler. Let's move there.
Let's
go. The only sport we're talking about is axe throwing.
And hockey.
And well, man.
I'm planning on being a professional axe thrower.
Dude.
I think I could be the best in the world. I've never done it.
I know you. I think it'll take you 15 minutes to master axe throwing, if that, on a bad axe throwing day.
And you can get like an Axe body spray endorsement to go along
with
it.
Yeah, I like the way you're thinking.
Before you know
let's get sales on that immediately. In fact, we'll take Cam with us. He's from Canada.
Oh, he can be
our Canadian salesperson up there.
He speaks that language.
Hey, sounds like an awesome, awesome trip. All right, it's the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.